you guys see Adele this weekend on Saturday Night Live?
I just saw pictures. How did she do? How did she look? She looked great, but how did she do?
She did great. She seemed really, really comfortable. You know, she's a great host. She talked about being really, really, anxious about having to either host and or sing at the same time. So she said, you know what? I don't have an album coming out. I don't have any new music to... Well, she has an album she's working on. Nothing's really finished yet.
Yeah.
So she said, I'm going to just host so I can take the edge off of having to sing in front of people. So, and she said that was nerve-wracking as it was, but she did a really good job.
Good.
Yeah, I really liked her. I thought she seemed really comfortable. You know, she's for a first time hosting, and especially when you consider the fact that she's not a comedian, she's not an actor, she's a singer. I mean, I thought she seemed really natural.
So I asked the question last week, whatever happened to John Mulaney, the comedian, our favorite? He's going to host next week.
So excited about this.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to that one. He's always, you know, skinny. So it doesn't, you know. Yeah, skinny and funny, that one. Let me ask you this. Borat, you guys all watched it, I understand.
Yes.
And?
Borat, like,
and
Sacha Baron Cohen is amazing. And one of these days, he's going to have to do a whole debrief for us on how he gets away with the stuff that he does. The amount of people that he's, like, groups he's infiltrated, including a Mike Pence conservative politician's, I guess, convention. He was in there. He completely ruined it. Running in on Rudy Giuliani, that's crazy to watch in real time. Like, he's going to have to do a documentary on how he is able to produce these gags that he does. Because I was laughing through the whole thing.
You're watching it thinking to yourself once again, like, how is this the personal lawyer to the president of the United States that's in this situation, in this movie that we're watching right now?
Nothing surprises me with that guy, though, right? Like, it's so uncomfortable. And yet... he seems to be able to do it.
Yes.
And credit to the name is escaping me, the actress who plays his daughter in the film. I mean, because it's one thing. Sacha Baron Cohen's been doing this for years.
Yes.
And I've been seeing some interviews with him, and he said that the only thing that was different about this movie for him was that he was a little bit nervous for her. Because this is old hat for him. Like, he puts his, honestly, at points, life on the line to get these gags done and to accomplish these things. But she's brand new to it, and she's obviously a 24-year-old woman, so... But she's fearless. Like, she goes for it just as hard as he does. I cannot believe there is a debutante scene. I'm not going to spoil anything for you. I watched most of it, but there was a point at which I was like, I just was pacing around the living room.
It's that uncomfortable.
She's from Bulgaria. Her name is Maria Bakalova, if I'm saying correctly. Mm-hmm. And man, like, if you want to find the person who matches Borat's no chill, she matches it. Perfectly. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so did you like it?
Yeah, it was great. Yeah. It was funny.
Okay.
It was very funny.
Miles, what do you have to say about that? Because you watched it too.
I thought it was great. It was just wild. It was nonstop. I mean, I had to pause it at one point and be like, right, let's just give it 20 minutes.
See, that's what's so interesting with all of you, because you cannot, from my understanding, I'll watch it at some point, you cannot believe what you're seeing, that it's just so invasive, right? So you have to walk away a little bit.
Like, the writing is really good. Like, they tie everything together. As much as they have these, like, stupid, grotesque moments.
Now,
it's for a reason. There's always a reason, and I just loved it. It was great.
Well, I bet you a lot of people watch it this weekend, and thank you for the inflatable that was in our harbor that really helped sell the fact that that was going to be a debut this weekend. On Crave, I watched the third of five on the Comedy Store that's based in L.A. You guys, if you want to know the uniqueness of comedians, that'll tell you some really strange, dark, sometimes funny, not always, about the background of some of these guys that we know very well and we see on TV all the time. That's kind of crazy. And the NFL on CTV, and I'd like to say the Steelers are 6-0. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah, football's happening. I forgot about that.
I mean, we all watch different things, so, you know.
No, I know. I said, since the Giants took a big you-know-what.
I know. I feel for you.
Exit stage left.
Yeah.